from Maryam Alamu. Salam, salam, salam. You are listening to How Do You See It with your one and only host, Maryam Alamu. Tune in every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. This is your one stop to gain motivation, learn from stories around the world, and participate to share your perception towards your life. www.blogtalkradio.com/world perspective.
All right, thank you so much, my beautiful listeners. Thank you for joining in. You are listening to How Do You See It with me, Maryam Alamu. Thank you for joining in. Happy Monday to everyone. Hope you had a beautiful weekend. The weather was perfect. I hope you enjoyed it. You stayed outside. You hung out with your friends or with your family, with your loved ones. And I hope you made a very big out of this amazing weekend that we just had. Hope everybody's weekend was beautiful, and hope everybody has set their mind to work very hard and effectively for the next week. So this work week, I hope you started your Monday very well, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to enjoy yourself a little bit and get some information for the next half an hour. So I'm glad and I'm thankful for that. Okay, so today we're going to talk about health a little bit, wellness a little bit, and a little bit about beauty, okay? So we're going to touch up a little bit of those things, which actually concerns all of us, I guess, right? So get ready for some jaw-dropping research findings done with by some people, and we're going to discuss a little bit about them. I'm going to bring that up to you, some of the interesting research that I have come across, okay? So we're going to talk about that. And not only that, I want to hear from you. I want you to tell me what's going on and what you think of this show. And if you have any other requests, questions, you can call in direct at 929-477-1328. Or we can chat on Facebook /WordPerspective. Or you can tweet at me at howdoyou_see it. Or you can email me at thevshow@gmail.com. All right, so let's dive right in. It's obvious why it's advised to eat more and more vegetables, right? It's been told that they are very healthy. But there is a new finding done on broccoli. I really always think of broccoli as a bamboo. Does any one of you think of that? It looks like a small tree, doesn't it? So anyways, there is a new finding on broccoli. As you all know, according to some previous studies, researchers have shown that eating broccoli 3 to 5 times per week, not per day, per week, can lower the risk of colon cancer, breast cancer, and prostate cancer. Now, cancer is the most deadly, most dangerous, and the most heartbreaking disease that we are having on this century, right? So eating this broccoli from 3 to 5 times per week can lower the risk of these 3 cancers. So they believe that the sulforaphane contained in broccoli is the source of the vegetable cancer-fighting property. But nobody paid attention about the liver cancer when everybody was focusing on this breast, prostate, and colon cancer when they were studying about broccoli. So according to researchers of one recent study conducted on mice that had a liver cancer, broccoli decreased tumors and nodules. But when they gave them unhealthy diets, it actually showed an increased level of cancer in the liver. Now that's interesting, very, very much interesting, because they took mice and with liver cancer, actually, and they gave them a diet that most of us use in our day-to-day life, and they feed them broccoli and saw the difference. So for the broccoli part, it actually showed a decrease on the tumor and the nodule. But on the other one, it actually showed an increased level of the liver cancer. So that's the new finding that they got on broccoli. And if you're wondering of how to best consume this thing, the best way to consume broccoli is when it's lightly steamed or just chopped raw, okay? Try to use it that way, because so that you don't lose that sulforaphane content and that broccoli. That's the main part of broccoli that fights against this cancer, okay? Just when you thought your girlfriend, wife, sister, or daughter spent so much money for her appearance, I know, a lot of people would think that. A fascinating new paper from two sociologists suggests that women have good reason to spend so much time and money on their appearance. If they don't, they risk losing a substantial amount of money. Well, what do you know? They have to spend money so that they don't lose money. What do I mean by that? Okay, so they did a study on the 14,000 people. Interviewers asked people questions about their salary, job, education, personality, and other attributes. Okay? Numerous studies in the past, of course, have shown that people who are considered physically attractive have many advantages. In school, for example, attractive people tend to receive higher grades. I'm sure you have witnessed this throughout your life, some part of your life, I'm sorry. In courtrooms, they receive shorter prison sentences. Research show that attractive people are more likely to be hired and promoted and end up with higher earnings, right? So we all know this. But Jacqueline Wong says they wanted to look more closely at what being attractive really meant. Is it something you are born with? Or is it something you can acquire? After all, beauty can be an innate quality, or it could be the result of styling your hair and wearing clothes that look nice on you. They found that a substantial amount of attractiveness was the result of grooming. And here's where they found gender difference. Wong says, for women, most of the attractiveness advantage comes from being well-groomed. For men, only about half of the effect of attractiveness is due to grooming. According to the researchers, the results suggest that beauty, especially for women, listen to this, is more of a behavior, something you do rather than something you are. Okay? It's something you do rather than something you are. Most researchers and most people tend to see attractiveness as a fixed innate trait. But the researchers say it's more accurate to think of it's a combination of biological traits, personality characteristics, and beauty practices. So why would all this be more important for women than men? Jacqueline Wong of the University of Chicago and Andrew Penner of the University of California offer a few possibilities. One is that women just have a wider range of beauty practices available to them. For example, they can go to work in suits or maxi dresses, office bodycon clothes, right? There are different options for them. They can also wear a makeup or not, right? So that's one of the possibilities that the researchers put as a reason. But here is an interesting theory that is very interesting to me, actually. Let's hear what you think about this theory. So this theory suggests that this gender difference are the result of a cultural tendency to monitor women's behavior more than men's in ways that keep women distracted from really achieving power. One quotes Naomi Wolf, a third-wave feminist who argues that the unrealistic standards of beauty that women are encouraged to pursue, an ideal she calls the beauty myth, are ultimately a way to control and constrain women's behavior. What do you know? I really want to know what you think about this very statement that I just told you, this very last theory that I just told you about. Do you really believe in this? What do you think? Let me know. As I told you, you can call live in. We can chat live here. You can tweet at me at @howdoyou_see_it, or you can go to Facebook/WordPerspective and tell me what you think right there. So Wong says that both explanations probably have some truth. And she went on saying, I think that we more readily judge women, she says. And to this presentations, and so this presentations become so important for women. Okay. So we just touched up a little bit about beauty. We just touched up a little bit about health. Now, let's go to wellness a little bit, okay? Okay, so how many of my beautiful listeners out there have kneeled down as a kid? When you do something, your partners, your parents or teachers told you not to. As a punishment, they ask you to kneel down. How many of you have done that? Well, what if I told you that it actually is a medicine? Yeah, kneel walking is the latest trend in Chinese medicine, which is recommended to everyone suffering from some kind of medical condition. And the most amazing part is that it's also recommended even to those suffering from knee and joint pain. Because in many cases, this pain is the result of muscle atrophy. So that's why they recommend that. Not only that, knee walking can help in the fighting against kidney and liver disease, and in addition to healing your joint pain. This is how you do it. If you want to try this, this is how you do it. Place two pillows under your knees and start moving forward as if you were walking. Do this exercise for 15 to 20 minutes a day for best results. This exercise is very beneficial because by walking on your knees, you stimulate the knee points, which are connected to problems with your internal organs. Now, this is a Chinese practice, medical practice, you can say it. But if you want to go ahead and try it, as I told you, you can just put in two pillows in front of you and just walk, because it's probably not going to be comfortable to do it without it. So if you want to go ahead and do that, you can try that. And it's interesting. I have not tried it yet, but it's very, very interesting. So after a very short music break with me, Miriam Alamu, don't go anywhere. You're listening to How Do You See It? Welcome back, my beautiful listeners. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to How Do You See It? With me, Miriam Alamu. Today, we're discussing about health, beauty, and wellness. By the way, I want to say thank you for all your comments, for all your support you have been giving me, and just want to say that it's very encouraging and keeps me going. It keeps me to work hard and bring you some new things like what we're discussing about today, okay? So I really appreciate what you're doing, giving me comments, appreciating me, and telling me what to do and telling me if you want something to be corrected. And I really appreciate that. I just want to take the time and say thank you for all of that. I really appreciate it. It really means so much to me. And at the same time, ask me what you want to cover on this show, what you want to be covered on this show, I'm sorry. And I'll go ahead and cover that. So let me know, and I'll be happy. When we come back, we're going to discuss an interesting opinion, okay? It's not a finding. It's not a research. It's an interesting opinion that I have, okay? We all have cell phones. We all have internet access, almost all of us, especially if you are in U.S. And nowadays, it's becoming more and more common to use these phones while we are with our loved ones. And, you know, the old communication, the old communication style is fading away, slowly fading away, and which is not good because you're always trying to connect somebody else on the other side when you have someone right here in front of you. And that person might not be with you forever, and that person might be on the other side at some point, and you're still going to connect with that person when the other person is other side, while you have another person sitting here in front of you. So I have some kind of opinion about it. So we're going to talk about that when I come back. Okay? Thank you so much. Stay tuned in. You are listening to How Do You See It? I find myself most of the time stopping my friends from using their cell phone while we are dining. And I know as a millennial, I should be more into my cell phone, internet, and everything, but I strongly believe that when you are in a cafeteria, a restaurant, or any place for that matter where you get together with your friends and family, in general, your loved ones, that you should really appreciate that moment you have with them and be present, not only physically, but emotionally and mentally. Because for one thing, you don't know what will happen tomorrow. You don't know what will happen to you. You don't know what will happen to that person. You don't know what will happen to the situations, right? Second, what could you possibly miss out on within just those few hours? Right? You don't agree with me? Seems like a bar in England seems to agree with me. Yes, you heard it right. I said bar. So there's this bar in London that blocks signals. They not only don't have Wi-Fi, they don't have phone service in there. Okay, at all. And the owner said in old times, people used to come to a bar to meet and talk to new people. Right? But nowadays, people are buried in their phone that they don't even have time to talk to each other. So we block the signal altogether. Wow. Now that's the place I want to hang out with my friends and family, right? And for those thinking whether it's legal, yes, it is legal to block a signal, but jamming is not. So blocking a signal is legal. But I really have a strong belief about this. When you, I'm saying this to all of my millennial friends and everybody out there, to the young people out there, when you go out and spend time with someone, try to be present, try to be there, because the most precious thing you can give to someone is time. It's not money. It's not an object. It's not a gift. The best gift you can give to someone is your time, your presence. Not only physically, as I said, mentally, emotionally, be there. If you are with someone, just be there. Just stop going through internet, stop surfing the internet, stop going through your social medias for 1 or 2 hours. I'm sure there's nothing that much important that you're going to miss out. But the time and the quality you spend with this person is going to be a great memory, is going to leave something on their heart and on your heart, right? So just take the time to think about this, okay? I know you might think I'm sounding crazy, but I really believe this. So take the time to think about it. Well, that's all what I have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you taking the time here to be here to listen to me and actually to appreciate and comment and motivate me even more to go harder. So thank you so much for taking your time from this Monday to listen to this show. Let me know what you think. As always, you can tweet, Facebook, or email me. Until I see you next time, have a beautiful and productive rest of your week.
Greetings from Miriam Alamu. Salam, salam, salam. You are listening to How Do You See It with your one and only host, Miriam Alamu. Tune in every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. This is your one stop to gain motivation, learn from stories around the world, and participate to share your perception towards your life. www.blogtalkradio.com/world perspective.